It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe our God is going to supply all your needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. If you can see the number on your screen, please call and someone will pray for you. And if there is a time remaining in the end of the program, I'm going to pray for you. Tell somebody, if they have an incurable disease, tell them to come and listen, and I'll pray for you, and you will be healed. As I said, I'm a living witness. I'm living for Jesus Christ for this many years without a doctor, without a medicine. I live by faith. What the Word of God says, just shall live by faith. So, if you are a just person, washed by the blood of Jesus Christ, you got the righteousness of Jesus Christ, you can live by faith. There is nothing impossible for God if you believe Him. And there is nothing impossible for you. You can move the mountains. The Word of God says, if you say this mountain to be removed, He will. One day I prayed, literally I prayed and said, Lord, remove this mountain. And another year I came and the mountain was gone. The point I'm making, there is nothing impossible with God. You have to have faith in God. So we were talking about the heaven. Now you heard so many people having dreams, visions, and they're telling you they saw the heaven. St. Paul went to heaven and he said, I cannot tell you I went in bodily or in my spirit. I heard something, I saw something, I cannot explain to you. Lazarus was raised after 4 days. You never saw Lazarus saying what he saw in heaven. Jairus' daughter was raised from the dead. She was 12 years old. She could tell the story. She did not tell anything about heaven. There was another man also, the young man, the widow's son, was raised from the dead. He didn't tell any story about heaven. Today there are hundreds of people telling the story they went to heaven and came down. I'm not putting them down. Nobody physically went to heaven yet. And if they go to heaven physically, they will not come back. We will be going physically. As I said, Ephesians chapter 2 verse 6, it says, we are lifted up unto heaven and we are sitting at the right hand of Jesus Christ. In spirit, you praying, God can show you heavenly things. You can experience heaven on earth. That doesn't mean that literally you went to heaven. Why I'm saying this? Because I cannot describe heaven to you. Only thing I can tell you, what we're going to get when you go to heaven. If you remember, David's son died. Before that, he was praying and crying and weeping. And when he died, he got up, put the oil on his head and took a shower or something and said to his people, give me something to eat. And they said, why you were crying before and now your son died and you are happy and joyful? He said, well, he's in heaven. I cannot bring him here, but one day I'll go and meet him. From that we know, we will see our loved ones in there. But there are some people are saying, oh, my father died and my mother died and they're watching over me from there and they're telling me do this and I saw the dream and vision and they are doing God, my father and my mother and my brother and they are telling me what to do and things like that. They are resting. They are in the presence of God. If they're sitting there and watching from there, her son is in an accident, or her daughter is dying with the cancer, or this and that, do you think they will have peace? No. So in heaven, what they are doing, they are resting, waiting in peace. And some of the souls, if you see in the book of Revelation chapter 6, some of the souls are under the altar and they are asking revenge. Those are the Old Testament saints. But the New Testament saints, they don't have to worry about this earth when they go to heaven. One day we are going to see them, because we learn in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, Jesus Christ will bring their souls, and then their bodies will meet the souls, and they will be transformed, and we will be transformed, and we'll go to heaven with Jesus Christ. There we'll see our loved ones. We will meet them according to the word of God. And so we will have good time for 7 years, and we will come back on earth. And after the millennium, we'll go back to heaven. And what you're going to see there are so many things I cannot tell you, but we know there is a heavenly paradise. There is a tree of life. And the word of God says, Revelation 21 and 22, if you read, there is a fountain of water. And that water is pure and crystal clear. The river is going, and that river also pure and very clean water. Now our world is polluted and getting polluted every day. We don't have a pure water. We don't have pure food. We don't have pure the fruits and vegetables. And if somebody would have told you there is an island somewhere, pure water, no pollution, good food, people are living 150 years, will you be craving to go there? And if you are a millionaire, you will be first, will be able to go there. But that's not the heaven like that. Heaven is a better place than any island on this earth. So in heaven, there is a paradise, there is a pure fountain of water, the rivers, the both side of river, there are tree of lives, and they're bringing fruit in every season. And so there is so many things to eat and enjoy. And as I said, the word of God says no tears, no sickness, no disease, no pain, no death, no sorrow, no war, nothing. That means a peaceful kingdom. Who do not want to go to that kind of place? And there are so many other religions will be tell you what to do to go to heaven. They will say in Hindu religion, do some karma. That means do some good works. But the Bible says your good works like a filthy rags. You cannot please God with your works. You keep on doing something good, but something bad will happen. There is nothing good man can do. And even if somebody does so many good righteous things, and just think that man is a wicked. He's a murderer, he's a killer, and he has a bad thoughts and bad life. But to show other people, they give millions of dollars. I'm not giving anybody's names, but there are singers, there are dancers, there are football players, there are big people who are millionaires and billionaires. They go to India and they give millions of dollars to Hindu gods, thinking that something good will happen to me, or I'll go to heaven. But if their life is not good, God doesn't take their offering or good works. We have the example of the Cain and Abel. Cain brought the offering which was not pleasing in the sight of God. Abel brought the offering which was excellent offering. So God respected Abel first and then his offering. And the word of God says God did not respect Cain and his offering. So what God wants? God wants you, not your offering, not your good works. We cannot do any good works. The word of God says, Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10, if you read, it says God has created us to do good works in Christ. Without Christ, we cannot do anything. The Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4, it says, God loved us before the foundation of the world. We were in the mind of God, in the heart of God, before the foundation of the world. What was the God's plan? That someday, I will send my son, and my son will sacrifice for mankind, because they cannot do any good things. They have evil thoughts. If you read in a book of Genesis chapter 6, before the flood, the people were sinners and their thoughts were evil. If you read in a Genesis chapter 19, the Sodom and Gomorrah, what happened to those people? All the sinners were burned to ashes. So nobody was doing anything good. Book of Psalms chapter 14, if you read, it says when God saw from heaven, there was no righteous, not one righteous. No one was looking for God. No one was praying. And the book of Romans chapter 3, St. Paul takes that Psalms and explains situation was like this. Nobody was worshiping God. Nobody was looking for God. That's the time Jesus Christ came. And he says, all have sinned. But he says, and they came, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Means all sinner lost the glory of God, lost the power of God, lost the wisdom of God, lost the purity of God. What the word of God says, Romans chapter 6 verse 23, it says, wages of sin is death. All sinners are going to die. I don't care if you live 100 years or 120 years or even 200 years. But you are going to die. After death what? After death is the judgment. The word of God says in a book of Hebrews chapter 9 verse 27, it says God has appointed a day, a time, once to die, after that judgment. If God judges you according to what your good works, do you think you will survive? No. All our good works are filthy rags. The Sadducees and Pharisees came and asked Jesus what kind of work we should do. That's in a book of St. John chapter 6. He says, do what kind of work? He says, believe me. If you believe Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that's the best work you can do. There is nothing you can do, but only simple thing you do. They said, God sent his son to die on the cross of Calvary for me. And I'm going to receive him as my Lord and Savior. If you read the St. John chapter 3, verses 15 to 18. First of all, the word of God says, God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And then he says, verse 16, God did not send his son to condemn the world, but through him the whole world might be saved. And then he said, if somebody did not receive Jesus Christ, his son, or did not receive his message, what? They are already condemned. That means whole world is condemned because Adam sinned. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is none righteous in the eyes of God. So when you trust in the blood of Jesus Christ and you say, Lord, I believe that your blood is powerful to cleanse my sins. Please forgive all my sins and wash me with your precious blood. What happens? You are completely washed thoroughly. And when God the Father sees you through the blood of Jesus Christ, do you know what he says? You are righteous. You are a child of God. Your name is written in heaven. You belong to God. That's the simple thing you have to do to go to heaven. Not a rocket, not a millions of dollars, not a charitable works. I don't say don't do charitable works. I already said God has created us in Christ Jesus to do the charitable works, to do good works. Without Christ, we cannot do good works. Do you know today in America or even the around the world, the Muslim people have riches, so many riches, so many diamonds and buildings and wealth. But when the disaster comes in the world, who runs? Samaritan purse, American people, born again people, go and help them. They put their life in danger to help somebody. Why they are doing it? They want to win them to Christ. All these rich people, Hindus and Muslims and Buddhists, they have lots of money. Are they coming to rescue the poor people when the disaster comes? Believer goes. Why? Because Jesus Christ taught us. He says, if your brother is hungry, you feed him. If your enemy is hungry, feed him. And so God has taught us, Jesus Christ has taught us. He said, I came here as a servant. He took his garment, he took his gown and put the towel around and washed the feet of his disciples. And he said, I'm going to give you the new commandment of love. Love one another. This is what the Bible teaches. If you love one another, you are not going to do any harm to them. You are not going to take their wife. You are not going to take their money. You are not going to kill them. You are not going to take their land. You are not going to fight for nothing. Why? Because you love those people. And the Word of God says, if you cannot love your brother you see on earth, how can you love God you don't see with your eyes? Nobody knows who God is. Jesus Christ has revealed us who God is. That's why Jesus Christ says in St. John chapter 14, he says, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. Without me, no one can go to the Father. And Father lives in heaven. So that's the, in nutshell, I'm trying to tell you, going to heaven is very easy. We found the way. Jesus says, I am the door. And he says he made the door, breaking his own body, and he made the way to heaven. Without Jesus, there is no life. Without Jesus, there is no eternal life. Without Jesus, there is no heaven. Without Jesus, nobody can go to Father. There are people said, I don't want Son, I want Father. Bible says, if you reject the Son, you cannot have the Father. But if you have Son, you will have Father also. That's why I said on last program, Jesus says, I'll go and I'll come back with my Father. And we will make our home in you. That is in St. John chapter 14, verse 23. So we have Father and Son. And then Son said, I'm going to pray to my Father or request to my Father so he can send you the Holy Spirit, a comforter. Just like me, another one. And he will come and teach you in all truth. And he will tell you the things, what is going to happen in future. So the point I'm making, God the Father sent the God the Son, God the Son sent the God the Holy Spirit. And triune God working for your salvation, for your redemption, for you to take you to heaven. Jesus Christ wants you to be with him. I'm so glad. I lived in India. 33 million gods. Not a single god was able to save me. Even though I was in Christian family, I was born in Christian family, but I studied in Hindu schools. Every day they have Hindu rituals and Hindu pujas and Hindu god stories. But not a single story was able to change me to be a Hindu. But when Jesus Christ came into my heart, everything changed. No smoking, no drinking, no tea, no coffee, no worldly things, no cinema, no movies. How can I live like that? By the grace of God. I'm not saying I'm the best in the world, but I'm saying there is nothing impossible with God. If you trust in God, you don't need anything. You should not be craving for anything. Once you have Jesus Christ, all-sufficient God, you are satisfied. You know what the David says in Psalm 23? He says, Lord is my shepherd, and what? I shall not want. What does it mean? He's satisfied. He's not craving for anything. Same way, I'm living for God. I'm not craving for anything. Whatever I gave up, God gave me more. He said to his disciples, Peter said, what am I going to get? I gave up everything. He said, whatever you left for me. He said, houses, everything, what you left, I will give you 100-fold in this world. And eternal life. And you will be with me in heaven. You will be judging all these 12 tribes of Israel. You will be the kings and priests. That's a great calling. When I heard this calling, I said, Lord, I want to follow you. I gave up everything and serving the Lord. I'm not taking any salary. I'm not looking for salary. As I said, I'm not looking for any fame or anything. We are doing this program in a low budget. Not doing to show all these different kinds of effects and things like that, and some glorious things. We are doing in a simple way to let the people know the truth. What Jesus said, ye shall know the truth and truth shall set you free. I'm a free man. I'm not in a bondage. There are so many people in bondage. They are bondage of nicotine. They are bondage of alcohol. They have bondage of so many kind of marijuana or different kinds of drugs. And the people are thinking we are free. You are still slave to sin. But Jesus Christ said, ye shall know the truth, and truth shall set you free. What is the truth? Who is the truth? Jesus Christ. And he says, I am the way to heaven. If you want to go to heaven, just humbly say, Lord, I need you. Because there are people very proud, proud of their nations, proud of their religion, proud of their culture, proud of their money and the wealth. One man came to Jesus Christ and said, I want to go to heaven. What should I do? Jesus said, did you do all the commandments? Do the commandments. What did he say? I'm doing all these commandments by my childhood. Do you think he was telling the truth? He was a completely liar. He was a rich man. He had everything. But he lied to Jesus. Jesus Christ didn't say, why are you lying to me? Jesus Christ said, okay, in that case, do you know, if you really love the Lord, then what? Money should not be your God. God says, you should not have any other gods. You should not make any idols. So, if you're worshipping your money, money is your God. You want to go to heaven, Jesus says, then sell everything and give it to the poor and follow me. But the man said, oh, that's too hard. I have lots of money. And he went sorrowfully. And the word of God said Jesus loved him. Jesus wanted this man to go to heaven. But this man had a lot of wealth. So if you are a so rich man, a billionaire, and you say, who is this guy telling me about heaven? I'm happy here. But the time will come. When you are in a deathbed, then you'll remember that somebody was saying, there is a God. There was a one man I found. He said, show me your God. And I'll tie him in my bed and I'll shoot him and kill him. I said, the time will come and I'll show you. The same man was dying like a fish out of water. He called me and I went there. I said, sir, would you like to see my Jesus so you can tie him and kill him? He said, no, no, no. I'm dying with pain. Could you please pray for me? I prayed for him. He got saved. I baptized him. He became a Christian. The point I'm making, there are people so proud about religion, about money, about finances, and all other things, and their eyes are blinded. I'm trying to tell you, Jesus Christ said, be humble like a child. Child doesn't have any pride. Child can mix with any child and play. But today, we have prejudice. We have jealousy. We have all kinds of problems. Come like a child and say, Jesus, change me. Change my heart. Change my life. In this world, I have all kinds of trials and tribulations and problems. But with Jesus, you can overcome. I'm going to pray for you. Just pray with me. Say, Lord Jesus, please come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. I heard about heaven now so many days. I don't want to ignore it. I want to follow you. I want to go to heaven. I want to spend eternity with you. Lord Jesus, please give me grace to live a clean and holy life. Wash me with your precious blood. Make me your child. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, you are a child of God. Your sins are forgiven, forgotten. Your name is written in heaven. You belong to God. Now, as I promised in the earlier, if there is a time remaining, I'm going to pray for you. If there is someone has an incurable disease, and doctor told you there is nothing I can do, but Jesus' doctor never sent anybody empty-handed. He healed everyone. He healed me. I'm a living witness. I'm going to pray for you. Touch your body. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for the listeners. Any sickness, any disease, any problem they have, let them call upon Jesus. Touch them, heal them, deliver them, and set them free. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now, any sickness, any disease you had, and you were struggling, just believe that Jesus Christ has gave you life and healing. Try to do the things which you were not able to do before. Now, time is almost gone. May God richly bless you and use you more and more for His glory. Now, the heavens series is finished, but if you need anything, go to our website and everything is free. God bless you now. Amen.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.